This is a Bikias recording for Maseches Megillah Daf Vav Amid Aleph. So we were at the bottom of Hey Amid Beis. We're discussing which city Tveria was. And originally we had that the city of Rekas, which was mentioned in Sefer Yehoshua as a walled city. There was the discussion why it came up. And we're going to have a whole long discussion on this whole Amid of cities that are identified in different parts of Tanakh that we're not necessarily sure which cities they are. So now we had a statement of Rabbi Yochanan on the very bottom of Haman Beis. We'll pick it up from there. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, ki havina talia, when I was a young man, amina milsa de she'ilna l'sabaya v'shtakach kavosi. Right? I said something that I thought was right, and then I asked the elders, and it turned out that I was right. So what did he say? He said, Hamas zu Tveria. Hamas is Tveria. Lominikra shma Hamas al shum chame Tveria. It was called that because of the hot springs of Tveria. Rakas zu Tzipori. Rakas is Tzipori, not Tveria. As we said earlier, that Rakas was Tveria. Lominikra shma Rakas mishum de medalia karaksa denarit. It was high up like the banks of the river. And Kinaret zu Ginosar. And Kinaret is Ginosar. The Lama Nikra Shma Kinares, the Mesike Pira Kikala de Kinare. It was called Kinares because it had, it was like a harp or a violin in terms of the sweetness of its fruits, right? We have other sugyas where they talk about Pirus Kinosar being overly sweet, incredibly tasty and sweet fruits. Amar Rava. So now Rava comments on this statement of Rav Yochanan. Mi ika lamada amar rakas lav Tveria. He is there really someone who holds that rakas is not referring to Tveria? Baha ki shchiv inish. He has three rayas basically. They're all colloquial rayas. Ki shchiv inish. When someone dies, hacha over here, meaning in Bavel, hasam over there in Tveria. Safti le hachi. They say the following hesped for him. Gadol hu v'shishach v'sham ye v'sham lo barak v'shem lo barakas. So you say that he was a great man where he was over there in Bavel, and he even has a shame in Rakas, and they were in Tveria, they called themselves Rakas. V'chimaski Aron al-Asam, and in a time where they bring the Aron of the Mace to Tveria, safti le'acha, this is what they say at a eulogy. Ohave seridim yoshvei Rakas tzu v'kiblu haruge omek. Right, so they're basically the beloved ones and the dwellers of Rakas, which is Tveria, that they were living in Tveria, go out and accept, you know, go out and give honor to the one who was killed in the Omek, in the valley, which was Bavel, which was known as the low lands. And then Kinach Nashi de Rebzera, third raya, when Rebzera was Nifter, Pasach Aleha, who Savdana, the original eulogizer, started off by saying, Eretz Shinar Hara V'Yolda, right, he was conceived and born in the land of Shinar, which is Bavel, Eretz Tzvi, which is Eretz Yisrael, Gidla Shashuel, Oina La, Amra Rakas ki avda klei chemdas. So we say, what? Eretz Yisrael grew up. You know, they raised up this delightful individual. Woe is to Rakas that it lost its most beautiful and most dear kli. So you see that they referred to themselves as Rakas. So Ella Amar Rava. So rather, Rava says, Mesos just changed the gears in there. All right, Chemas zu cham or chame gerar. That's referring to a different city, the hot springs of Gerar. Rakas zu Tveria, that is talking about Tveria, and Kinaras zo Ginosar, and the other ones are right, but Rakas is Tveria specifically. Fine. Well, I'm going to crush Ma Rakas. Why is it called Rakas? Shafila Reikon and Shabam, Alein Mitzvos Kerimon, because even the empty ones in it are filled with mitzvos, like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. That's a famous comment. You look in the Mesoros Shas, it comes up a few different places in Shas, as well as the famous Yehi Ratzon, we say, on Rosh Hashanah night, where we say that we should be filled with mitzvos, like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. Fine. Rabbi Yirmiyah says a different vart in the name of Rakas. Rather, the real name is Rakas Shma. The real name is Rakas, not Tveria. V'lo menikra Shma Tveria. So why is it colloquially called Tveria? She yosheves betibura shel Eretz Yisrael, because it sits in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, and that's its lashon of middle. And then Rabba Amar Rakas Shema Velominik Rashma Tveria Shetova Re'iyasais. It's called Tveria because it has such a beautiful sights. So Amar Zeira Kitron Zutzipor. Now we're getting into just discussion of cities that we find in Tanakh and what how would we identify them nowadays. So Kitron is Tzipori. Why do we say that? Velominik Rashma Tzipor. Why do we call it Tzipor? Reishi Yosheves Birosh Hahar Kitzipor, because it stays at the mountaintop like a bird. But Kitron Tzipor, he asked the Gemara, wait a second, is that really Tzipor? V'ha Kitron v'chal koshel zvulen havei. Kitron was in the chalik of Zevulun. Dechsev Zevulun lo horishes Yoshve Kitron ves Yoshve Nalul. Right? So it says Zevulun, when they got their land, they were supposed to wipe out all of the seven nations who were living in their land, and they refused to do so. They sinned. They did the wrong thing. They didn't wipe out the people in Kitron and the people in Nalul. So what's going on over here? So it says, and not only that, Zevulun Misraim Amidosov. Another thing we know about Zevulun is they complained about their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Zevulun Amcharaf Nafsho Lamavis. Ma Tam Mishum Naftali Amarom Yisadeh. Why did Zevulun complain about? I read that a little bit wrong. Let me just read it with the proper nikud. Zevulun Am Cherif Nafsho Lamus Naftali Am Amarom Yisadeh. Right. So. Specifically, it says that Zvulun was cursing its situation, and Naphtali was on the high fields. So what's going on over here? So why was Zvulun complaining so much? Because Naphtali was on the Merom Esadim. Naphtali had such nice fields, and Zvulun didn't have such nice fields. Amar Zvulun v'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kaviyachol, Zvulun complained to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, la'achi nasata lohem sados ukramim. You gave my brother Naphtali fields and vineyards, v'li nasata harim u'gvos, and you gave me mountains and valleys. La'achi nasata lohem aratzos. You gave my brothers land, v'li nasata yamim v'naros. You gave me the seas and the rivers. Meaning we have to do all of our business at sea. We can't have these big farms. So Amar lo, no. So Hashem answered back, Kaviyachol kulon tzrichim l'cha al yidei chilazon. You're going to be very, very wealthy because everyone needs you because you are the land where they farm the chilazon from the sea. Shenemar amim har yikro usfune tmune chol. Right. So the nations will call to you from the mountains, and the sfune tmune chol, the treasures that are found in the sand, are yours, Zvulun. That's from the bracha of Zosa bracha that they gave to Shevet Zvulun. Tani Rav Yosef, what does this pasuk mean? According to Rav Yosef, Sfune zu chilazon. Sfune refers to the chilazon. Tmune zu taris, and that refers to the tmune meat, refers to this other fish, tuna fish, sardines, and some other fish that people like to consume. And chol zu zechuches levana, and chol is the sand that they had special sand on their beaches that they used to make into very expensive white glass. So Amar Lefanavs, Ribono Shel Olam, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Modieni, who's going to tell me? Meaning the people are going to come and they're going to steal my treasure, they're going to steal all my stuff, and how will I know? So Amar Lo, Sham Yizbuchu Zivchei Tzedek, the rest of the puzzle is there, they will give proper karbanos. So what does that mean? The proper slaughterings. Simen Zeh Yehei Lecha, so it's going to be a sign for you. Kol HaNoto Mimcha Belo Damim, Eino Mo, V'Prakmati Shelo Klum. Anyone who takes money, takes from you and doesn't pay, they steal your one of your three treasures, so they will never have hatzlacha in business. And how do we know? What does that have to do with zivchei tzedek? Because saying that just as if you steal a korban and you bring it, you don't get a kafar from that korban. So too, if they steal, they try to save money by stealing from you, they're not going to make any be able to have any financial hatzlacha from that thievery that they took from you. So now going back to the original topic, if we say that Kitron, one of the cities that was being referred to, was in the chelik of Zevulun, and that's Tzipore, why would Zevulun be complaining that they didn't have nice lands? Tzipore was a fantastic area for cultivating land. So maybe you'll say, yeah, it's pretty great, but the Leis Zavas Chol V'Dvash, it doesn't have that particular nekuda of flowing with milk and honey like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. It's not true. V'Hamar Ish Lakish L'Didi Chazi Li Zavas Chol V'Dvash V'Tzipori V'Avishisha Asar Mil Al Shisha Asar Mil. Tzipori was flowing with milk and honey by 16 square mil. V'Chitema Delona Fisha Didei Kedachua. Say, no, well, that was a lot, but the rest of Eretz Yisrael might have been even better, like all the other brothers had better land. So I saw the Zavas Chol Dvash of the rest of Eretz Yisrael as well, and it was, how big was it? It was like these from one place to the other, which is how much in terms of length and width. So he says it was, sorry, I lost the place one second. So it was 22 parsos in length and 6 parsos in width, which, so if you take the area of Tzipore, that was a very strong chelik of that was found in Tzipora. So they had a solid proportion of Zavas Chalav Dvash compared to everybody else. So Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, Sadus Ukrav Madifale, they would have preferred fields and vineyards. I mean, they had beautiful things. They had Zavas Chalav Dvash, meaning they had goats grazing and date honey and all these things, but they didn't have a lot of area for growing grain, and they didn't have a lot of area for growing wine and grapes. And that's what they would have wanted. So, and that's Meduyuk in the Pasuk where it says that Naphtali had these the heights of the fields. They dafka wanted fields. They didn't want Zavas Chol V'Dvash only. They didn't want Sfune Tvune Chol only. They wanted so not everybody gets exactly what they want. Rather, they got exactly what they needed instead. But nevertheless, this was a raya that Tzipora was found in the lands of Zvulun, and yet Zvulun complained about it, even though Tzipora was quite the fantastic city. Okay. Amar Rabbi Avo, and now we're just going to go on to other cities also mentioned. The Ekron Teaker, so when it says Ekron will be uprooted. Now what is this pasuk talking about? It's talking about the destruction of all of these particular cities in the Navi Tzefanya. So Tzefanya says, Ekron Teaker, Zu Kesare Bas Edom. This is the Kesari, Caesarea, that is the daughter of Edom. Shehi Yosheves Baha Cholos, Vihi Haisa Yasit Kua Li Yisrael Vimei Yevanim. And this is where it's a city that was built by the non-Jews, was built up by them, and this was heavily populated by the Yevanim in the days of the Greek occupation, and it was a thorn in the side. It was like a spike in the side of Klal Yisrael during the days of the Yevanim. Kishagavra Malchus Beis Chashmonai, and when the Chashmonaim defeated the Yevanim in Nitzchom, that they defeated them, Hayukoronoso Achidas Migdal Shir. So then they called it the Tower of Shir, meaning like that when they took it over, it was a very great day for the Jewish people. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Now, my dechsev, hasi rosi damav, mi pevishkutza, mi ben shinav, minisha gam hu lilokeinu. So there we have a pasuk which says, I'm going to remove the blood from his mouth and the disgusting things from between his teeth, and he's going to be left remaining there for Hashem. So what does that mean? Hasi rosi damav, mi pev, zu beis bam yashalahem. So that's referring to Hashem saying, I'm going to destroy the house of Avodah Zarah to beis bamya, or to the house of bamya. Right, v'shikutza mibein shinav zebeis galya shalhem. This is referring to this other disgusting place of Avodah Zarah that we're going to destroy. V'nishar gam hu le'elokeinu elabatei kneisiyos batei midrashos sheva Edom. This is referring to what's going to be left in Edom after Hashem is all said and done with them. So it's going to be only the shuls and the batei medrash are going to be what's left in Edom. V'haya ka'aluf bi'huda ve'ekron kibusei. Right, so what is these other things that the Jewish people are going to be able to utilize? So Elo Tartayos v'Kar Kasayos Sheba Edom Shasidin Sare Yehuda Lilamid Bam Torah Barab. These are referring to the theaters and the stadiums that they used for gladiator fights and for all kinds of inappropriate things. That in the future they're going to be used for public Torah learning and big shiurim and Siyum Hashas type things that the Jewish people are going to be able to do. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Leshem zu Pamyos, Ekron Teaker zu Kesari, Bas Edom. So he says, the city of Leshem is Pamyos, and Ekron Teaker, when it says that Ekron will be uprooted, it's referring to the city of Kesari, Bas Edom. Shehi Hoysa Metropolin Shel Malachim. This was the city, this was like the mother, Rashi says, so referring to the mother of kings. What does that mean? So Ika de Amri de Marbi ba Malache. So some say that it means that they used to raise kings there. I guess it means that they would transport them there from wherever they were born and they would be raised in that city. Ika de Amri de Mukma Mina Malche Kisar. I'm sorry, Malche. Some say that it means that they would choose a lot of the kings from that city. So Kisari Yerushalayim. So something about Kisari and Yerushalayim. Im Yam Yom Elecha Adam Charvushtein. If somebody will tell you that they're both in ruins. Both of those cities are in ruins. Altame, don't believe them. Yashrushtan, if they say they're both thriving, Altame, don't believe them. Charva, Kesari, Yashru Yerushalayim, Charva, Yerushalayim, Yashru Kesari, Tame. But if one tells you that one is destroyed and the other one is thriving, then you should believe him. Shenemar, Emla'a Hacharev, Im Malayazu, Charvazu, right? So he says, I will fill the destroyed one, meaning if one is destroyed, if one is filled and the other one is destroyed. Im Malayazu, Charevazu. And if this one is filled, the other one is destroyed. Meaning, Yerushalayim and Kesari, they don't thrive simultaneously. One has to be up and the other one's down. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Amar Meihachor, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, actually, the source is from here. And this is this week's Parsha. Parsha's told us. Ula'ol mila'ol yematz. When Yaakov and Esav were prophesied about, when Rivka went to ask about why, what was going on with her, so they were told that one, that each one is going to fight against the other. Yaakov and Esav are going to fight against each other. So Kesari represented Esav, and Yerushalayim represents Yaakov. So one is up, one is down. That's the way it works. So now we're just talking about Yaakov and Esav stuff. So he quoted this pasuk over here that the Rasha will be favored and he doesn't learn righteousness. So Yitzchak davened to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, Yuchan Esav, please have some mercy, have some favor for Esav. Amarlo, Rasha, he's a Rasha. Amarlo, Baal Lamed Tzedek. Is there no one who could say something nice about him? Is there no one who can teach him the right way? So Amarlo. So Hashem answered back, but Eretz Nechochos Ye'ol. He's going to have his way over the good lands. And Rashi explains, it means he's eventually going to destroy Edom. He's going to be the Romans who come to destroy Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Lo Im Kein Bal Yera Ge'as Hashem. The rest of the pasuk, let him not see the glories of Hashem. Meaning, if he's going to destroy Eretz Yisrael, then I can't. You know, daven for him anymore, and I can't ask for good things for him anymore. But Amar Rav Yitzchak, my dechsev, al titin Hashem, me oyi rasha, zomla tafek romusela. So what is this whole pasuk that is davening that Hashem should not fulfill the desires and the good things that Rishayim want, and let them not have, so what are we talking about over here? So Amar Yaakov of Ne'akodesh Baruch Hu. So Yaakov Avinu said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Ribono Shalom, al titing le'Esav Harasha tavas libo." Right. So don't give Esav Harasha the desires of his heart. Meaning, please don't let Esav defeat us. Zamamo al tafek. So when it says that you don't want to have his, you don't want to let his desires or what he wants come out, don't come to fruition. Zu, now turning to Vavam Beis. Zugermamio shel Edom. This is referring to Germany, in Edom, in the lands of the Germans, like Saxons, if you will, of the people from Edom, Shel Malei Hain Yotzin Machriven Kol Olam Kulo. They would, you know, be able to get out there. They would be able to destroy the entire world. Okay, so we're sort of smack in the middle of this discussion, but let's hold here, and we will continue with the next Amud.